Welcome to Piercing the Veil on BBSRadio.com, a show for truth seekers and rebels. Join us every week as we obliterate willful ignorance, corruption, globalist agendas, and more. Tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, and listen carefully as we provide crucial solutions, information awareness, and unique life hacks to improve our planet. Pierce the veil, and the truth will reveal itself.
All right. Welcome back, world. Another episode of Piercing the Veil. Today is Sunday, February 19th, 2017. Brand new year. We have Corey on the line here. It's just going to be me and Corey today. And last week, if you weren't tuned in, you definitely want to check it out. We did a first ever musical digital jam fest. It had a little bit of drums, some piano, some guitar, and some really cool Tibetan singing bowls as well. All the info is there on our website, bbsradio.com/piercingtheveil. That's going to be an interesting show for you guys to listen to. Sound quality is sort of so-so, but you could really pick out the unique style of each set that was played there regardless. So without further ado, we're going to jump into today's show, talk to Corey a little bit, see how he's feeling, anything he wants to bring up. But today, for the most part, it's going to be current events, and we'll try to throw in a little philosophy, maybe some answers or solutions for some of the shitty stuff that's happening. And it's probably not the shitty things that you're thinking about. There's some other shitty stuff that's happening here in this new year. So with that, I'll toss it on over to Corey. Corey, how are you doing today? Is there anything that you want to bring up right off the bat before we get started?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. The only thing I can say is that the level of confusion, the one thing that comes to mind is, what is it? Telephone, you know, the game Telephone.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is, the game of Telephone in my view, and what that shows about the nature of communication generally and information being passed along from one person to another is, that's the crux of the information age, I think, right now that we're in. It's becoming increasingly difficult to even weigh the data points, pro and con, or whatever side of any particular issue, because much of it is just pure flack and just this one repeating that one. And then, you know, of course, you know, when people see stuff on the media, people talk about stuff, you know, when you hear something over and over again, it becomes truth. I see it so much in the media, even the terminology of the travel ban, Muslim travel ban.
Yeah, you read my mind there, exactly. That when you called the terms, I call liberal buzzwords. And I got to say this, Corey, you're right on. And so we'll just jump into current events here. Obviously, our current events are not celebrity related. We don't get into stupid fashion, social trends, or any of that stuff. I think it's a waste of time. You'll spend your life following that stuff, so be it. That's your choice. More power to you. But you're taking away from the rest of the collective intelligence of humanity, right? We weren't put on this planet to follow fashion trends, okay?
I mean, anyway. There are notorious propagandists in our history. Adolf Hitler happened to be one of them. And, you know, I believe he can be quoted as saying, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes true. And that's something we're dealing with in media, whether it's mainstream media or just across the board, how we communicate with each other. I'm finding it increasingly frustrating because I look at everything. I look at what everybody's saying. Most fringe media outlets, so-called left, right, middle, whatever, the mainstream stuff, I'm picking up bits and pieces from all over the place. And I got to say, even for me, who's kind of an information hound, it's becoming increasingly more complex to be able to discern what the fuck is actually going on.
Yeah, and that presents a lot of issues. I've noticed exactly the same thing. I'll say that you're completely on point. When you say or when you describe the telephone game. If anybody knows what telephone game is, every time that you've ever played the telephone game, you know, not every time, but 9 times out of 10, whatever was said at the beginning is not what comes out at the end.
Right, which is the whole point of kids learning that game. The point of kids learning that game is that this is what happens to information as it gets passed along.
Well, the point I'm, that's right, and the point I'm trying to make is this, is that you're not playing the telephone game with your friends, okay? You're playing them with multi-billion dollar transnational corporations that are run at the hands of a few corporations on top of that, and shareholders in those are the ruling families that people call them, the ruling families, but they're really just puppets. Those puppets have been interbreeding for hundreds of thousands of years. They claim lineages and blood cults, connections to different satanic cults and all sorts of other shit. They crossbreed and interbreed because solely they want to maintain a connection to being possessed by these higher order entities, if you want to call them that. They're basically things that don't need a body, that aren't necessarily positive. Obviously, they're possessing something. So what you really have is the world is run by demonic psychopaths who are participating in satanic rituals and other things to continue or engender a nature of fear and an actual palpable energy using the ley lines of the planet, which is why they've built all their structures of power and all the powerful ley lines. The main three centers of power, I would say, would be Washington, D.C., New York, and the Vatican in Rome. All three of those have the identical obelisks, by the way.
London.
Yeah, and London as well. That's more of a financial center, and also like a banking hideout in Switzerland as well. So the bottom line is this is who's running the country. These guys also participate, and you know what? We don't censor ourselves, and it's pretty nasty, but they do child dismemberment. They eat babies. They do all sorts of crazy, nasty, dirty fucking shit, and the worse it is, the more energy it brings, and then, you know, they have this bullshit socio-media conglomerate with Hollywood and all these other things that are just pushing this demonic, cannibalistic, social regressive agenda. So along with what you're saying, Corey, which I believe I would describe it as sampling. Sampling is sort of like looking at all points of view and making a decision, coming to a conclusion once you've seen all of it. And what really helps is, like you said, the smallest little craziest fringe outlet will sometimes highlight the mistruths in the media. And more often than not, that's the case, because let's face it, if you watch the mainstream media with anything other than a level of fascination at the propaganda levels, then you're pretty much hopeless at critically thinking or reasoning for yourself. There might be some exceptions, and I can bite my tongue on that, but for the most part, I'm going to make the generalization and stand by it as truth that most people that rely willingly on this information are doing so in sort of a fast food sense. It's like, I don't want to spend the time to go search and to go research. I just want to get what's easy right now. And I'm already relaxing watching TV because I've been working my slave job all day. And the only thing that's presented to me on TV, I don't see any alternative media. I have to go onto my computer, log on, go search for this, go watch these videos. That's too long. My attention span's not high enough because I've been poisoned with GMO foods. Are there people that have persevered through this? Yeah, I'm speaking, aren't I? Corey speaking, people that are listening and can understand and comprehend this around the world, they're listening, right? Yes, so there is hope. It's not a hopeless situation.
Yes, but I keep doing it. I keep doing it despite my bruised forehead from
face
palming.
That's right, and so people do that. So they keep banging their head on the wall of, okay, this is convenient. I'm going to digest this information as it's being spoon-fed to me. And so now what you have, and we'll just jump into it, is like all this anti-Trump bullshit, all the anti-Trump protests. Obama and Bush Jr. and Bush Sr. were so much fucking worse than a person who was self-funded for the most part, besides from a few local contributions. The dude has his own, like, own reason to not be a puppet. You know what I mean? There are some certain things that rise above the level of president. I don't think he's a party to. You might not like his personality, and it may make it really easy to target him for certain things. But this buzzword bullshit about racist and Hitler and Nazi and all this fucking crap, you can't even speak your fucking mind. Go on YouTube at any of these rallies. People are trying to ask these people and engage them in a reasonable debate. And 9 times out of 10, they don't even know, one, what they're protesting. They just notice, oh, love Trump's hate. He will not divide us. And all these stupid fucking retarded things. And the person's like, well, what don't you like? What policies don't you like? He's just a racist prick, and he's banning all the Muslims. First of all, travel ban is not a Muslim ban. Over two-thirds of the fucking Muslim population in the entire world were not affected. And you know what? Peaceful Muslims and stuff? Yeah, that's like a fringe group, okay? Your entire fucking religion is hateful. And the division comes from this. In the Quran, and I've studied some of this, I'm not a scholar or anything, but in the Quran, there's like peaceful quotes and such, and then it turns violent after a certain turning point. It's very dark. It's very, very fucking dark. And what people can associate this with is their prophet, Muhammad, when he actually went to, I think it was Mecca or something like that, he had a demonic possession experience. And they describe it like it was a meeting with God, but that motherfucker was possessed. And then he started advocating polygamy and all sorts of other things, and destroying of infidels and people they don't believe, and you know, such and such, and all this other things. And you got the people like the son of the Hamas leader and all these other guys that are doing fucking TED Talks. And like, dude, Islam is a mental disease. It is, all religion is a mental disease. I'm not picking on Muslims, Christians. If you blindly believe in some entity outside yourself to save you, you are mentally unstable. You might be comfortable and you might be shielded from your death, the fear of it a little bit, because you'll be, oh, I'm going to go to heaven, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Your energy is going to get sucked up and you're going to get recycled back into a body on this planet and do all this other, you know, all this stuff to produce for these other entities that are using these mechanisms, right? Unless you just break free of that, I suggest psychedelics. Oh, but Jordan, those are illegal. Well, okay, so putting something into your body is illegal. Well, you might as well just give up and let everything be illegal at this point. If you can't do, if you don't have full autonomous control of your body and you're going to try to tell me you're free, go fuck yourself. Okay, go fuck yourself. Sorry, I'm not pulling punches. It's just not how it works. We're in a free-range prison, and until you recognize that and start getting solutions to climb over the wall, you're going nowhere, and you're just playing in the yard with a bunch of dangerous fucking people. Right. Okay,
and that's what it is. It's a big, it's a playground.
That's right.
I can't even. That's why I'm glad I'm on this program, is because I can't even have conversations with people about. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I mean, the whole idea that, like, you know, massive sports events and wars and things, and that sort of psychic energy of fear and anxiety and so forth that's being engendered across the planet, you know, big adrenaline fests, right? It's an adrenaline fest on the planet, whether it be just anger or stress or fear or, you know, something, and someone is feeding off of that.
Well, here's what's happening. You're absolutely right. There's a negative. Think of it like this, Corey. All of the negative cults, the people in power, the crazy psychopath, satanic people, the pedophiles, the pedogate rings, all this stuff that's happening, all of this shit is coming to light right now. Everything is ramping up. All the universal natural laws of stability and balance and harmony and non-conflict, that peace is a natural state. There is no such thing as human nature that's warlike. There is no such thing as a predatory nature. Oh, but Jordan, you're a dumbass and you're wrong because every predatory animal eats the prey animals. Yeah, because it was fucking designed to do that. On other planets, in most areas, they do not have predator races. Yes, there are little exceptions here and there, like Draco reptilians and all these other things like that. There is a few things happening, but for the most part, the animals get along. They don't eat each other. There's not meat eating going on. Everything's absorbed from the sun, or volunteer races. What I mean by that is plants. Plants are volunteer races. They know exactly what they're being used for. They know exactly what they're providing. Whether that be a tree that's providing oxygen for the environment and an ecosystem, whether it's providing food for an animal or even a human, it knows what it's doing. Plants have intelligence, and there have been Russian tests done all throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s that show they can actually recognize danger. They can recognize harm being done to some other plant that's connected to them. They emote feelings. They're telepathic. They're intrinsically linked. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is there is no natural predator drive in the universal law. It's not there. There is no natural conflict. There's just separations and collisions. So there's a natural separation and a natural collision. And the friction that's produced is not necessarily bad. It's a neutral event. So what's happening right now? Well, the negative engine of all these collective forces is being hit with truth. And this truth is like friction, like a heavy smog that's clogging the intake. This truth is just like a big, it traps negative shit and it can't get out. And no matter how long it tries to stall or conceal the negative action or the truth or whatever is happening of the matter, like the conspiracy that's happening in there, like governmental conspiracies and pedogate and GMO and vaccines and chemtrails, all of these things are being trapped by a blanket of truth, okay? And they're being squeezed. And so what's happening is they're having to work harder. What do they need to do to work harder? They need to get more juice. How do they get more juice to feed, like you're talking about, these entities? Fear. How do they induce more fear? Okay, start making socioeconomic unrest more prevalent in the media through your controlled information outlets. All these different types of things are happening. So you got to get off the fucking anti-Trump train, and I'll tell you this. No, you don't have to like Trump. No, you don't have to accept Trump as your president. No, you don't even have to do anything on that degree of even giving him any support whatsoever. But here's what you need to do. Stop fucking supporting the fucking globalist, because 9 out of 10 of those fucking protests that are happening and all the different things that are happening on the media and everything, oh, he's going to arrest journalists and all this shit, is twisted and it's paid for by the Muslim Brotherhood fronts, the Black Lives Matter fronts, and George Soros, who's a known globalist and a wanted terrorist, okay? You are supporting all of this shit. You're supporting the CIA negative factions that are they want to operate with free reign domestically, and they do it using proxy groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and you're letting them come in with this open borders bullshit. I'm going to slam dunk this right here. This is not a fucking nation of immigrants. This might have been founded as a nation of immigrants, and when they nationalize themselves on that soil, they are no longer immigrants. They didn't come from somewhere. When you take someplace as a home, that is now your home. When you live on that soil for generations and people look back and say, oh yeah, my great-great-grandfather was an immigrant. You are a Native American. Excuse me if that pisses off Indians, Native Americans. You are a native to the soil if you were born on the soil, okay? Now, there are some exceptions where, you know, the English came in and totally fucking destroyed the East Coast Native tribes with all sorts of, you know, war and disease and an intentional infestation of blankets and goods that they gave to them to wipe them out, taking over the land, destroying them, Trail of Tears. I get it. It's there. Standing Rock, I get it. It's there, right? But you got to take these things into perspective, okay? We're not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of people, all right? And even if we were a nation of immigrants, we want good people and other good immigrants. You came here not to blow shit up, obviously, because you haven't blown shit up. Are you really going to try to put that responsibility on everybody else? Like, oh, they look okay and they need help, so just let them on in. Fuck you. That's not how it goes, especially when Syria and all these other countries that they're supposedly running from because it's so bad. You know what I mean? Their neighbors right next door have the millions of air-conditioned fucking tents that are, you know, the Saudi Arabian prince has millions of air-conditioned tents that are just sitting there, open, right? And so here you go. Here's the last straw. If you really want to push it, oh, but, you know, we should let them in. Why don't you put them up in your house, motherfucker? Put them up in your house. Put up or shut up, like Paul Joseph Watson talks about in his video. All these virtue-signaling celebrities like, oh, we need to take more Muslims. We need to take more immigrants and stop the hate. Put them in your fucking 12-story mansion. Mm. Ain't going to happen. Mm. Okay, so there you are. The Trump bullshit has got to go. You are either supporting globalists by anti-Trump protesting with and joining with all this shit, right? Or you're going to go ahead and do your own thing and build your own thing in the community. Or you're going to support the guy for the first time in, I don't know, like 60 years. What, 40 years? That seems to not be an Illuminati-controlled and billionaire puppet-controlled guy, right? Might not have his head on straight completely, but who the fuck are you to judge? I see people on Facebook, too, especially some people that shouldn't be talking, right? You shouldn't be fucking judging anybody, person. You should not be judging anybody. If you don't know that the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, all these people are running the show, and they are running the show against Trump, and you still don't like him, even in the bit, a little tiniest bit, you've got some logical problems. You've got some reasoning skills that need to be worked on.
Right, right.
Okay.
Which brings up Trump's propensity for people from Goldman Sachs. You know, that seems to be an issue that they throw in there.
What
as proof of Trump being controlled.
What do you do when you need to understand how the power systems work that you're about to start taking down?
Yeah, you get insiders. I can see that. You know, nothing said about Obama's Goldman Sachs cabinet.
Those okay, here's the thing.
You know,
it's context too, because the Goldman Sachs candidate there was an agent working to further their agenda. This guy that's in there, he's made billions of dollars as a CEO doing all this shit. Okay, it's a club of billionaires, yes. But who has the most resources and connections to reach in and go, hey, I was at a meeting on this date and I saw this guy do this. Here's his weakness. Oh, here's the guy that runs this whole European power structure that's against right. you. Here's the people that run the Federal Reserve that I've had meetings with. Those right. are the people.
Keep and your friends close and your enemies closer.
That's right. And it's possible I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Yeah,
like you said, I'm doing sampling. And when everything that I sample, including my own intuition, says this motherfucker is doing what he needs to be doing. He's against vaccines. His attorney general has already, there's been over 1,500 people arrested for child sex trafficking and other trafficking related crimes and stings that have started all across America. It's starting all over the place. The FBI insider that came out recently, and you can believe it if you want, this person implicates at least one out of three politicians are in some way connected with pedophilia. And what have I been saying for years? This fucking planet is controlled and run by dark, negative, satanic fucking forces that are going above governments. They've got them in their pockets. The CIA and these other factions and other intelligence agencies, they're the enforcers. And they enforce through an administrative control, satellite control, operations control, counterintelligence. They make you think that you're fighting on the resistance, but they have all this resistance coming against Trump. You're supporting this counter coup that's coming from the government. There's leaks. There's federal crimes that are happening in the White House that have not blatantly happened ever that I'm aware of. It's never come to light that there have been leaks on sensitive fucking signals intelligence information, which is against – I'm a very good reader of the code, the United States code. I understand it very clearly. That's a big boy crime, okay? That shit is happening. That should be talked about. That there are globalist elements within the administration that are trying to bring him down, mm-hmm. not championing the fucking fall of the corporation. Which, you know what? But Corey, we used to research all the Patriot guys and all their logic and all that stuff, and they're all just like, yeah, the Republic needs to come back. Well, guess what? You got to bring the two into harmony. You can't collapse a multi-trillion dollar faceted 100-plus agency system, U.S. government, and then just start up the Republic again. This shit's not going to happen, right? These guys are fucking – they're just out of their mind to think that's going to happen in the next 10 years. It's got to slowly come back in. Well, how do you do that? You do that by making people self-sufficient. You do that by releasing free energy technologies, okay? So let's move on, all right? Is that we talked about the anti-Trump stuff, the globalist agenda. Now let's get into why the negative engine that we described earlier – that's being surrounded by a blanket of truth, which is independent researchers and media, why it's struggling so hard. Well, a big reason is a large source of funding, a large source of blackmail that these intelligence agencies use to keep a sort of control on large heads of state and people like that, that they blackmail into these pedo rings, like Jeffrey Epstein's island and so on and so forth. A lot of people are being blackmailed, like I said, but some of them are so powerful that if the confidence in that person was to be removed by, oh, there's a scandal against that particular person, and if they did it just like that without taking it all down at once and then having a replacement, that it would cause mass panic because of the state of people. You know what I mean? So here's the thing, Corey, and this is it's my soapbox, but it's valuable. The entire population that is unawake and unaware has really remained the biggest issue. Not only for full disclosure of UFO technology and healing technologies, but also moving from oil into different energies and stuff like that, and also recognizing corruption and criminality that's been infested. The world is not bad because it's always been bad. it's not natural or human nature for people to go and rape and kill and do crimes. The money, financial magic that's being done carries an energy with it of scarcity, of neediness that pushes people into psychosis. 95% of arguments between couples and relationships are about money. The other 5% is about insecurities and cheating and stuff like that. Most of it's about money or status, right, which goes along with money. So there's this huge problem with the population that's keeping these issues from actually being investigated properly or something done about it, right? And there's certain pockets like Iceland that are more awake than others or more willing to come together as a whole because all of their women marched in the streets banging pots and pans. You know what? They didn't go around blocking the fucking traffic. They didn't go around screaming stupid buzzword bullshit. They
targeted. Breaking windows.
Yeah, they didn't do any of that shit. They went. They made the people have to deal with the fact that they're out there in a way that those people were able to go, okay, this shit's fucked up. This is not going to stop. You know why? Overwhelming numbers organically. It was not funded by globalists, people that didn't know what they're doing. The energy is scattered. They don't understand how to cohesively put that energy into shifting something. You can physically move an object, or you can have 100 people try to move it with sound or with their mind, and it will move eventually. So what I'm saying is, if you have a movement of people banging pots and pans and they're doing so consciously and collectively, that is what caused the energetic shift and resignation of almost everybody in their government that needed to go, and the jailing of international bankers for their crimes. So what I'm saying is, here people are so distracted and they're so lazy, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to do anything. They want to protest some off-the-wall, obscure reason why Trump shouldn't be president, but they don't want to protest the fact that we've had 100 fucking plus presidents in our lifetime that have been either taken over, co-opted, blackmailed, or willingly working with globalist agendas.
Or killed or murdered.
That's right.
On the other hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Not 150, whatever. You know what I mean? Like
45 or something.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. So that's what's going on. All right. And look at his track record. I've got two major issues. Number one, I don't know what the hell's going on with the Dapple thing. I think there were some other interests involved, maybe his advisors, something like that.
Describe what that is.
Okay. So Dapple. Essentially, Obama, right before he left, he stalled. He didn't deny. He said that he denied it. He stalled a Army Corps of Engineers permit as like the weakest move in support ever of Standing Rock. Just a political move, basically. Oh, I'll look good if I do this. Trump comes on, signs two executive orders. It's like, these fucking things are 97% complete. They're shitty. Let's sign a plan to where we can build the rest of it with actual good steel and build out from then on out, so to prevent these explosions and leaks that people are so worried about. He looked at the situation and he goes, all of these jobs that could be created, billions of dollars of wealth of actual competing with OPEC countries where a lot of terrorism is funded, and all these different factors. And then he was like, okay, the intrusion's already happened. The Native Americans, by the way, Native Americans were given multiple chances to negotiate. And let's be honest, if they didn't negotiate properly, that's one thing. If they were strong-armed out of the negotiations, that's a bad thing. But if they didn't negotiate properly, then it's sort of the onus is on them. You know what I mean? Now they're down to protesting against a bunch of criminal people. I'm not taking the police aside, because what the police are doing is fucking criminal, right? But there's a level of detachment and other priorities and things that are going on in the Trump administration where I don't think it's squared off with him yet. So, yeah, he did sign two executive orders that said, yeah, let's go ahead and complete the 99 or 97% complete pipeline, and let's do it with American-made material and American jobs. So he did that. Not necessarily in agreement with that. But everything else he's been doing, like destroying fucking NAFTA, destroying the TPP, considering withdrawing the UN, withdrawing from all foreign support for Planned Parenthood, doing the travel ban, which is just a temporary 3-month extreme vetting from certain countries that were already put in place by Obama, by the way. Yeah, it was an executive order. He was continuing from Obama. By the way, Obama deported over 2.3 million illegal immigrants and was basically saying the exact same thing, along with Bill Clinton. For the past 20 years, they've been saying the same stuff. Until it comes time for somebody to actually fucking do something about it, then it's wrong, right? Okay. So let's move on. The EPA, they're targeting the EPA and the FDA, which is good things. Those are criminal organizations. What makes me sad, Corey, is there's actually people on Facebook. Oh, save the EPA. Oh, please help us save this wonderful organization. It's like, oh, you guys are just fucking stupid.
I think if any positive came out of the EPA, it was probably, you know, these things start off, you know, like unions, for example. You know, they start off on a good premise, right? From my understanding, the United States was one of the most polluted countries on the planet in like the 50s and 60s. And it became very clear that to most everyone that something had to be done about it. And since that time, and actively in the 70s, the United States was probably one of the cleanest industrialized countries on the planet. You know, in the case of unions back in the day, right? You had robber barons. They were just doing what they wanted to do. You know, they had the example of slave labor in this country. Cheap labor gets stuff done. And, you know, people naturally push back and organize themselves to get some kind of protections. But then in recent history, from my understanding, you know, the labor unions are all tied up with the corporate bosses and the labor bosses, and they're milking the working people, you know. And like the EPA, you know, I'm sure like many other organizations in the government, they're extremely top heavy. They're extremely wasteful in their spending.
They have their priorities fucked up. Okay, Corey, let's arrest people that are just farming raw milk for themselves.
Right.
Oh yeah, let's just arrest them and destroy their entire business. It's just not good. All right.
It's become a totalitarian kind of control instrument, more so than you know, actually perhaps maybe even what it started out as addressing the real concerns about, ooh, okay, we gotta pay attention to what we're doing to the, you know, don't shit where you eat.
That's right.
I honestly believe it started out like that, but like most of these things that just have mana from heaven and just funding, you know, unending taxpayer funding, and people get in there to enrich themselves, and inevitably these things become corrupt, like governments and so forth over time.
Well, it's because of the quality of people running it, and then the people that are running it also have ties. It's twofold. They have ties to, like, negative factions of the Masons and all sorts of other things that are happening. So, yeah, you get that, you lift that infestation, which is happening right now, okay? The negative factions are fighting against the positive factions in the intelligence agencies, which are supporting Trump and eradicating this fucking nasty shit. It's happening. Believe me, don't believe me, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to continue saying it. Okay, so Jordan, what are some solutions? Well, we've already talked about a lot of this. Actually going out and knocking on doors. If you got something important to say, go out, make a flyer, get somebody to help you with money if you don't have money to print. Print out 100 flyers, go knock on some doors. Start a group, a meetup group, something where you can start discussing this properly. There's a few of our friends that are, you know, well-intentioned and extremely intelligent, like Daniel Katsuk and Winsong, that are actually musically, on the musical front, they're doing activist stuff, right? And I don't necessarily agree with it because I think it's complete bullshit to be protesting the very first non-Illuminati president in a long-ass fucking time, okay? And until I see otherwise, then I'm not going to change my tone. But I respect them for what they're doing. They're actually getting out there, and they go all over the community. Denton, Corsicana, Dallas, Fort Worth, all over Texas, Austin, doing shows, putting in time, putting in work and effort. You guys want to make some difference in your life somehow? Start with your intelligence level. Start with your critical thinking skills. Start with actually vetting and sampling the information that you're getting instead of just following the trend, because following the trend always lead you down a path of wanting and needing more.
Off the cliff.
Off the cliff. If you're leading, you're fulfilled in yourself because you're actually taking proactive steps to do something that changes your life and other people's for the better. Become a leader, but become a competent leader. So don't fall for this George Soros, Muslim Brotherhood front, Black Lives Matter bullshit, fucking fake crap. There is no such thing as racism, okay? I'm going to get in hot water for this, and I'm going to enjoy it. It'll be a fucking sauna, all right? There's no such fucking thing as racism. There is only the choice to hate. That's it. There's only the learned choice to hate a certain color. That's not racism. You can't call that racism because at the end of the day, every single race is connected by some sort of ethereal energy or soul energy. We're all connected. And this physical body is just a small form of what the real substance is. Oh, Jordan, that's just a cop-out. You're talking energetics. Let's be real, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you want to be real? Most of these races were mixed together. So as much as these Aryan fucking guys want to talk about a pure race, you're already mixed, motherfucker. You're already mixed, buddy. Get over it.
From a long time.
Long ass, millions of years ago, you've been mixed with other races and species. Get the fuck over it. So that's number one. There is no such thing as racism. There's only hate and learned hate. And those are choices. And how do you change choices? Well, you create a positive environment for healing, number one, because a person has to feel like it's okay to come back and heal. Number two, you create in a better understanding or education of the connectedness between races and people. So that just drops the whole thing out from there. So really what you're doing is by being proud for being black or being proud for being white or being proud, you're being proud of your division while at the same time pandering and crying about your division. Okay? And let me give it to you one more again for those of you who don't fucking understand the brevity of the situation. You ready? The first slaves were Middle Eastern. They were Middle Eastern people, and then the Jews, described as in the Pharaoh and all that stuff in the Bible, which, by the way, has been completely fucked with. Some of that is substance. And then the Irish and white people were slaves, indentured servitude, England, all that stuff. Slaves, okay? You ready for this?
Sure.
And then black people were slaves. But you know where they were slaves first? In their own fucking country. You know why? Because the fucking warring tribes that were warring with each other would take captors. Where do you think the slaves came from? They were selling those people they marked them. In most cultures, they would either cut them or mark them. That person could never hold a position of status and was ousted as basically their tribe was destroyed. They would destroy a tribe, take their people, and sell them or use them.
Oh, that's just been going on everywhere.
Yeah, white people are the enemy and they owe us reparations and blah, blah, blah. You know what? Who sold you off? Why aren't you going back to the fucking tribal elders and talking about that and saying they owe you fucking reparations? They fucking sold you to European traders who, guess what? Traded in white slaves as well, buddy. Got it? Stop feeding the division. Something else.
Yeah, it's like the flowery wars with the Aztecs, right? They had this whole thing set up where it was like, okay, we're going to invade our neighbors.
Yep.
We're not going to kill anybody. We're going to capture as many people as we can because they need to be sacrificed. And it's like, everywhere where cultures and tribes were warring with each other, you would invade one tribe and you would typically one of two things would happen. You would you'd kill all the males.
Yep.
And absorb all the children and females, and then there's some degree of cultural mixing or not.
Sure.
But basically you enslave the population of the conquered.
That's right.
And that's been going on for a long time. And the people who have survived up to this time have made the best of those situations. Anyone on this planet, regardless of what continent or what country they live on, who are alive now, have survived eons of warfare and some form of slavery.
We've all been fucked with, Corey. And I don't want to leave it like that. I'll say this. If you have ever had stories from your grandparents or great-grandparents or whoever, if you've ever experienced slavery of some sort in somewhere in the world, if you're under slavery right now, I am not saying that I'm diminishing your experience. What right. I'm saying is you don't have to have a certain skin color to experience slavery. And in fact, that was the case throughout history. That's what I'm saying, right. all you people, before you get all butt hurt, right? Right. And that's what I'm really saying.
Yeah, and to put it into context, the United States of America was basically the slavery allowed it to come into existence. And certainly there's, you know, there's a lot that hasn't been rectified about that. But the problem is that you can't go to your slave master and ask them to make changes about how you're going to be living under their auspices.
And you can't also preach violence and hate while being mad or upset or butthurt that your race or whatever experienced violence and hate.
It you doesn't know what? Work. Yeah. You have to know that slavery was like psychological warfare. That's above right. all else. And you got to know how to get out of it. Right.
Well,
there's
everybody's
nothing,
in it.
There's nothing. Right. Well, I love this. I love talking about the 14th Amendment.
Ugh. Oh, man. Yeah.
Right. Right. Because really, in my view, I might be mistaken, but in my view, to boil it down simply, you know, there's a lot of talk about the, you know, Lincoln being an abolitionist and so forth, like the Northern abolitionists. That shit was pure economics, man. North came in, stole the property of the South because it had a debt to pay from the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
70 years before.
That's right.
And that debt was coming due. The North went into the South and said, look, we gotta collateralize this debt, roll it forward. A lot of those Southern states did not exist at the time that deal was made. And for that reason and probably other reasons, they told the North to go get fucked. So they went to war. The North supposedly, you know, basically won and co-opted all of the property of the Southern states, including people. Now, I am intentionally not getting emotional about, you know, how could, you know, slavery and the horrors of slavery. I'm saying if you look at it on its face, the North stole the property of the South. Whatever you think about it, the abolitionist overlay, I think it was
total bullshit, fabrication.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people believed it, and as they should have. But it certainly, in my view, it wasn't the motivation. And then specifically about the human property, they created the 14th Amendment because slaves were not considered citizens of the states.
Well, here's
that they were born into. So here's a new class of citizen, since the North took over the South and it became one thing, a new class of citizen had to be created for the former slave.
And that, here's where the blanks fill in.
That's the 14th Amendment.
You're US absolutely citizen. Right. But look, check this. There's more language in there, and the 14th Amendment does more things than we originally thought. Mm-hmm. That is dead on, right, what it's done. Here's a few blanks to fill in. During the time pre and during and Civil War and post-Civil War, the bankers were trying to take back the country, okay, because Andrew Jackson, previous right. to that, had returned it to a lawful state. Now, in the time of unrest, Lincoln had also issued the silverbacks. He basically issued his own currency.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Here's the thing. He was trying to make the best of a shitty situation because, like you say, the federal government owed a debt. And guess what? They owed a debt to the British, who transferred and subrogated their debts shortly thereafter to the Vatican. They go, oh, the Americans just signed a peace treaty with us to where we can be the owners of the American plantation and manage their finances as their trustees. and we'll remove our physical presence and we can just let them live in relative what they think is freedom when they're really not free. They live on a British fucking penal colony.
After and their then, so-called Declaration of Independence, yeah, and war for independence.
And
yeah.
then they subrogated their rights through the Treaty of Verona over and to the Vatican.
Right. Okay, right. And the original debt was the French, right? They borrowed money from the French to fight the British. No. They beat the British, and then they didn't want to be in debt to the French. So no.
Here's what happened, Corey. The King of England sent his personal banker, who was a Rothschild, to go collaborate with his brother in France through the Bank of France. The royal treasury funds were funneled to fund the war so that in the long run, the debt that would be owed for the war that was the King of England was funding would be owed back to him. He right. found a way to fight a war and get paid for it.
Right. And actually,
you're having an echo here for some reason.
Okay.
Now, let me continue real quick.
He was the Echequier of the George was the Echequier of the Vatican at the time. So he was responsible for the bank for the Vatican's finances. So
that's exactly and what he, I'm saying.
And he had, and I think he had pretty much control over France at the time as well.
Well, I want to get this out for a reason, okay? The land grab was for the financial purposes and economic purposes you're talking about. But I want you to understand that when Congress assembled for the final time to say, okay, we're either about to have this land grab go through somehow or we're going to go to war, the entirety of the southern states left during session. This is what most people don't understand. They fucking left during the Republic session of Congress, Convention of Congress, which means they adjourned sine die or sine die, which is Latin term for, I think, without cause or something like that. Essentially what it means is it's unfinished. So they left the Republic in a state of suspension. And so Lincoln declared martial law, okay? And then he also instituted his own currency. And halfway through the war, he's instituting this currency so that they can repay the debts and get out of the original federal debt as well and end the war. He owned slaves. He was not abolitionist. He owned slaves, okay? It's just asinine to say that the Civil War is about slavery. It had absolutely nothing to do with that. And so here's what happened. Not only did the 14th Amendment create a class of citizens for those former slaves, it created or vested in them an estate by which they could become legal citizens with the right to vote and have their own land holdings and so on and so forth. That's what you're talking about. What people don't understand is it created an estate citizen capacity. It recognized the state citizen, which is your natural estate. You're not a U.S. citizen. First and foremost, you're a citizen of the state of the soil you're born onto. And then it also created a U.S. citizen. So what's happening here is they found a way to go, oh, people don't like slavery now. This is a big issue halfway through the war, blah, 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 blah. They used the slavery point as a counterintelligence thing to get their support for what they're doing. And then Congress passed the 14th Amendment. Well, what was the 14th Amendment? It essentially, it took the form of physical slavery through labor, okay? And it created it into a financial estate holding form of slavery. What I mean by that is everything that you ever do in your life when you sign your name is through your birth certificate and your social security number, which is the 14th Amendment citizen estate. You are literally operating through a slave estate, a legal fiction. So not only did they pretend to end slavery, which it did end physically, right? But then they converted it and then they applied those principles of slavery to not only the blacks and said, oh, hey, here you're free. Now you have the right to vote, but you're still a slave. You don't know it. But they did it to everybody else. And
everybody's on the plantation now.
That's right. So, and then in the 1900s, early 1900s, they started the birth certificate registration programs, and then the Federal Reserve came online, and all that stuff is relatively known by most of these researchers.
I think within a year, the registration of birth certificates, social security number came later, but the registration of birth certificates, I think, was done within 1 year of the creation of the Fed.
That's right.
And the federal income tax within the same year after that.
That's right. And so what you have then is a system of slavery that everybody's operating under. So to be mad about physical slavery that doesn't exist anymore Yeah, your people went through hard times, but guess what? On an etheric soul level, those were some of the strongest fucking warriors. Every black man, woman, child, white man, woman, child, Irish person, whoever it was that went through those slavery times, the souls that were in those bodies, because let's be logical, we all know that this body isn't just a fucking body, it has energy inside of it. Whatever you want to call it, I call it a soul. The souls that were in those bodies, just like the souls that are in mentally retarded people, are some of the strongest, most powerful fucking people you'll ever meet. Otherwise, they wouldn't have volunteered or agreed to experience that shit.
If you can keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like Franklin said about the Republic.
It's what do we have? A monarchy or a republic? It's a republic if you can keep it. It's exactly what he said.
Yeah, okay. So that's what... So it's, you know, the whole victim mentality is the ultimate weapon against that very thing that you're claiming. And like I said, if you're alive on the planet today, you are made of the right stuff.
That's right. You just either recognize
it. So don't play victim. Yeah. So, you know, there's no need to play victim because, you know, all of the ancestors, all of the things that everyone's ancestors had to endure, the fact that you're carrying on the genetics, you know, in the flesh, in this time, is absolutely remarkable and powerful. And unfortunately, that very notion is lost on the majority of people.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Some people are useless eaters. Some people are sheep. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. Some people have just been farmed here. They've been recycled through lives, and their soul is in a mass confusion state. At some point, when this planet gets better and when this ascension comes through and the stuff that's happening this year and the next few years and the disclosure comes out, the technologies that will be used to reverse this mental regression and mind control and damage to people's DNA and all this stuff will be so great and readily available that we won't have this phenomenon. And I look forward to that day within my lifetime. But I'm an honest person. And honestly, there's a lot of dumbass people on this planet, and they're responsible for just as much as the people perpetrating the evils on this world, they're responsible for being critical or skeptical of it. There's this one guy Corey, on Facebook. I get into a 3 or 4 Facebook deliberations at least per day, and I hammer them home with logic and reason and emotional intelligence. There's this one guy that's like, you need to prove it. The burden of proof's on you, and you have no concept. I'm like, there's a contextual issue at stake here. What I mean by that is this. If the thing that I'm trying to tell you that I'm supposedly having to prove is so great and is of such a pending harm or damage to somebody that if somebody else just didn't believe me and told me to prove it, and in that time trying to prove it, some damage was done because somebody else didn't see it and make a stink about it and go tell somebody else and raise awareness about it, then I am entitled in the age of information where you can, at the tips of your fingers, pull up verifying information. I'm entitled to say what I want to say about that type of stuff, and you are obligated to fucking disprove it. It's not the other way around. You have the burden of disproof when it comes to major events and world things that are being orchestrated by a few people that need to be talked about.
Now, that burden of proof thing is what I find. It's mostly an excuse. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Right. Prove it. Anything that crosses someone's...
Sources.
Right. Anyone that crosses anything that crosses someone's
fake news
radar, that is psychically or mentally dissonant to them, that they can't understand or can't agree with, they're automatically going to say, "Prove it."
That's right.
And that's, you know what? Those people aren't going to get it, and too bad for them. The people who say, "Damn, really? That sounds crazy, but somehow it doesn't sound all that crazy. I'm going to look more into what you're saying," right?
Well, those are the ones that keep listening, and we haven't scared off yet.
Right. Hopefully I'm assuming that that number is increasing, I would hope. Only because... not because I got the truth necessarily, but, you know, food for thought. That's all we're putting out there.
You're right, and you made up extreme. You made extremely good points here throughout the entirety of the show. The terms that you used, I think, were spot on. They helped be very descriptive in a visual sense of what we're really trying to talk about. don't fall for buzzwords. Don't fall for buzzword terms. Don't fall for identity politics. I'm a lesbian, or I'm gay, or I'm transgender, or I'm post-op, I'm pre-op, I'm blah, blah. You're you. We recognize you, that you're different than everybody else. We get it. We recognize it. Stop making it such a big fucking deal and then wondering why. You don't have to push for rights. That's, these fucking people are insane to me. I love you. If you're transgender, you're gay, you're queer, or whatever you want to call it, you're 150 different types of fucking genders, fuck that. But still, you want to have that? Great. I love you. I recognize you as an individual spirit and person. And that's all you have to go on. You don't need to fucking identify and divide and differentiate yourself and make yourself so much more different. And by the way, what are you running from? If you truly were happy being transgender, you would be okay with it, no matter what anybody else says. So what are you running from in your self-esteem? You made a choice, right? You made a choice, whoever you are, to do what you want with your body and be the expression of the gender that you want. Why let any outside factor affect that? That's just counterintuitive, isn't it?
Right.
So we'll end with that. That's an inclusive statement.
Why do you need that to be confirmed?
That's right.
On some kind of level.
And if you do, that's okay too. That's your right. See, rights are created. You do not ask for rights. You do right. not do protests or information awareness to ask for rights to be given to you. You exercise rights. If you cannot physically or verbally speak something or do something when you want to, that is not a right. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. Bottom line. So are you going to operate in privileges, people, whether you're straight or whatever? I don't care. Or are you going to just going to follow the rules and self-censor yourself and self-differentiate yourself?
And try to censor everyone else.
Yeah, too. Yeah. And so we draw the line. Your privileges don't start where my rights begin.
Right.
They end where my rights begin, and vice versa. My
you
privileges
don't have,
end where
you
your
don't
rights
have
begin.
A right not to be offended. Life is tough.
That's right. And, suck it up, buttercup.
You know, and it's interesting, man. That's all I can say. It's interesting. I think that, like you said, I liked your analysis about friction, right?
That's right.
There's a lot of friction going on in the world, right? The truth and the falsehoods, light, dark, whatever you want to call it, they're rubbing up against each other hard, and it's creating friction, and it's creating confusion and fear and so forth. And so, you know, I would say, you know, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Step back, you know, start a fucking garden. That's the best fucking thing that anybody
That's
could
right.
do right now. Start a fucking garden. If you're yep. if you're part-time or, employed, you don't have, you know, if you know, in a few months, your food bill will be lower and it'll be better than the other shit that you can afford on your meager income.
Raise
stars. You
yeah,
know, start
I was gonna say that.
Animals, you know, chickens, you know, start right there in your yard with your and then maybe with your neighbors. It starts right there. You know, fuck all this other shit. Turn off the TV, turn off the internet, you know, get off the fucking adrenaline trip. That's what's going on, man. Everybody's fucking adrenaline addicted.
It's happening. And here's what is really important as well. You mentioned gardening, self-sufficiency, sustainability. That's really big in my book. I would definitely say this, chemtrail awareness. I got to tell you, I don't know what's exactly going on with why they started up again, but when Trump was inaugurated until about 2 weeks afterwards, there was not a single fucking chemtrail across the nation that I could see. Not on weather reports, not on satellite feeds, not physically. Perfect, pretty blue skies. Multiple people saw this, commented about it on Facebook. Chemtrail awareness is the biggest thing. It's back on. I think it's an internationally run program that are heavily spraying us right now. You mentioned the engine and friction. As things start to get more friction on that negative machine that we talked about, we're describing basically all the negative factions and events and wars and instances and disease and death and rape and all this different negative shit. while it may have individual factors that started or circumstances, it's all being engendered. What I mean by engendered is being produced and egged on and continued by these entities. And that's that machine of socioeconomics and political control and authoritarianism, excuse me, and mind control and dumbing down of the masses and chemtrails and all this stuff is operating right now at a faster pace. And it's not because they're getting stronger. That's what I'm trying to bring up as a point.
Right. They're panicked.
It's because they're getting, yes, they're getting weak. They're panicked. They're on the run. They're throwing their Hail Marys right now. And so what you see is getting worse this year is really going to come to a head in about March, June, May, right in the middle of May area. You might see some stuff, but March then to June and July, the middle of the summer, I really think some stuff's going to pop off where the arrest will finally come out, mass arrest of these people. Washington will be cleared out for the most part. These pedophiles will have nowhere to fucking run. Chemtrails will be over. A little concerned about Monsanto's influence still in the White House. We've got to figure out how to get some channels to Trump and his advisors and see if he can pick up on that. And you know what? I honestly expect to see space disclosure, technology disclosure, and possibly a universal basic income and replacement of the Federal Reserve in the next couple of years, starting with information awareness campaigns that are sponsored by the government or governmental agencies. So kick myself in the ass if that's not the case, but we can only hope for our brightest future. Right. Okay.
And it's love, man. Love.
That's right.
Find out what it is. If you think you know, keep checking. If you don't know, better get on it.
Do your sampling. If it looks right to you, sounds right to you, feels right to you, put it on Facebook, put it on Steam, it put your reputation on the line. Stand
Ask
behind
questions.
Your words.
Ask don't questions.
Challenge people that are dumbasses that are trying to challenge you and be skeptics when they shouldn't be skeptics. They should take 2 fucking seconds and go look up at what you're saying and see that multiple police reports and CIA declassified files and all sorts of other things are confirming what you're saying instead of taking that wasted time to comment and make you look like an asshole when in fact it rebounds on them. So don't be that person. Don't be that guy. You're going to run across me on Facebook at some point, guys, and I will just tell the filtered, unfiltered truth. And won't filter myself. Okay. We love you anyways. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And until next time, just pierce the veil and the truth will reveal itself.